Coach, not the result you're hoping for, a 6-3 loss to the Marlies. Can you tell us a bit about how you saw the game?
Well, that last goal in the second period, we just scored a goal. We have some momentum. We can't. These are the moments in the game that you have to play well defensively. If you're not going to create offense, you got to make sure you're on the right side of the puck. We had some scoring chances in the first and second period. And in the third period, 4 minutes penalty. That's a team that will expose your defensemen. And then once they get going in the offensive zone, it's a five-man cycle. They move well. They have good skills. They take advantage of their chances. But in front of our net, we need to be stronger.
So what's your strategy in defending a vaunted attack like what the Marlies have?
Well, you have to take time and space away. And if you give them a little bit too much time, it's like any skilled team. Too much time, too much space. At some point, it's going to hurt you. You want to be aggressive, but with a purpose. And giving them some time and space is going to hurt you.
Your team has now given up at least 4 goals in 5 straight games. Is it an issue more of the frequency of chances or the quality of chances? Or is it both?
I think probably both. The scoring chances, tonight we've seen more D-zone coverage and giving up chances against, but usually, like any offensive team, it's off the rush. Making sure last game against them, 2 goals against, we're off the rush. That's a team that is really dangerous. So I think overall, we know what we have to do. We know where we should be, and we lose a one-on-one battle. And that comes with, I don't want to say age, but experience and getting stronger physically. Sometimes it's that strength that you need to create a loose puck or create a battle and not let the other team get inside the red zone.
Maybe a slight bright spot for the team, Kyle Connor with another 2 assists tonight. A lot of people talk about Connor and Roslovic with the young Moose players and kind of wonder why those two don't play together, but obviously they've been playing quite well with he's been playing well with Cormier Lapointe. What works so well with that line?
Well, first of all, they might play together at some point, but right now Kyle Connor is doing really well with Cormier and Lapointe. That's probably our line that is generating the most offense. There's a chemistry there, and not every time two skilled players. It doesn't mean that you have some skill that it's going to work well together, and it might eventually. That'd be great, but right now. Cormier and Kyle Connor and Lapointe, it's a good line for us. So we don't want to play with that too much. We like the chemistry but when we have a chance 4-on-4, power play they play together. 4-on-4 they play together. So we're trying to establish some kind of chemistry there. But so far, I think that line of Cormier, Lapointe, and Connor is a good combination.
Roslovic's played a lot in all situations, including the penalty kill, whereas Connor's more so played even strength and power plays. Do you anticipate maybe giving him some penalty kill time down the stretch to sort of round out that part of his game?
We might. The final score is the evaluation of the team, but the process is about evaluating the players, and Kyle Connor is an offensive guy. He was drafted as an offensive guy to create offense, to bring energy offensively, and he's doing a great job. Once you start doing that, to create offense in this league and at the NHL, you need energy. And if we have him killing penalties, then we're going to take some energy away from his offensive game. I'm not sure that's what we want to do in the long term.
Lastly, Eric Comrie still is a great young goaltender, but he's going through a bit of a rough patch here. How do you sort of handle or manage him, or is this an issue where you talk to him and just kind of tell him things are okay to settle him down?
I speak to him a little bit. Rick Sinqua is doing a great job with our goalies. He's going through maybe a tougher run right now. And you know what? It's going to happen again in his career. And it's a learning curve, how you deal with that, how you show up the next day at the practice. And, you know, his attitude is really good. He works really hard in practices. You know, I really don't have any worries in this case.